Welcome. This is day 66, so it's the last part of the first chapter of this journey. And way back on day one, we set out to install a new habit in your life, and that habit is to activate trust. Who knew over the course of these 66 days that our lives would change so dramatically? I mean, if you can find trust in these circumstances, you can come out of this time in history with a really meaningful superpower. Trust requires an ability to shut down your thinking mind. There are just so many pieces to make sense of. I've been waking up with these headaches, and they go away when I meditate, when I quiet the news and the noise, and get to this place on the inside that I call your inner Hawaii. And far away from the inner Hawaii is this friend I told you about in a previous meditation. I went to high school with her. She actually lives in Philadelphia, and she got back to me yesterday, told me about her life right now. She has COVID, a lot of physical pain, a lot of fear because her husband is a surgeon. His fellow doctor just got diagnosed with COVID. The positive patients are doubling by the day. She has a lot of anger and fear around the way her husband is not being given the proper protective equipment to do his job. But then she said, "There's another part of me that can zoom way out into the blue night sky with the diamond walnut stars and look down and see that our world is so broken when 8 billionaires have more money than half the world's population, when minimum wage is not a living wage, when we're not giving hardworking people their dignity, and nobody cares." She said, "I worked in a public school in Harlem for 2 weeks and they had no soap and no toilet paper in the kids' bathrooms for the whole 2 weeks I was there." She said, "I do believe there is a macro and a micro message to be had for sure, a spiritual reckoning or reset that needs to take place. I think for the first time, a lot of unconscious people are having to look at what they consume, how they consume, how much they have, and how much they take for granted, and that we are an interdependent species, and what happens to one of us happens to all of us." So there's a lot there from someone getting hit by the pain of the pandemic on so many levels. I love what she said about zooming way out into the blue night sky with the diamond walnut stars and looking down on our lives, on our world, to better understand how you contribute to the interdependence, to the flow, which is also about understanding what's stuck. And things get stuck in this game of how much you have, and how much you take for granted. In holistic medicine, they say that congestion is the basis of illness. Circulation is the basis of healing. To be well, we have to clear what's stuck. In this new world, it's no longer about how much. Now, more than ever, we need flow. I've found lately that music is really, really healing. When you get stuck in this rational place in your mind, you might not be so inclined to hear music. So this morning, I got up really early. I was on a walk outside. The huge moon setting over the horizon. This time in Arizona is really pretty. The temperatures at night are like body temperature. And I had this inkling to hear Bob Dylan and that song, "Don't Think Twice, It's All Right." Bob Dylan says about that song, a lot of people make it sort of a love song, slow and easygoing, but it isn't a love song. It's a statement that maybe you can say something to make yourself feel better. To make yourself feel better. We might be living in a time of disease and stuckness, congestion. So how do you create circulation? What needs to move through your mind and your heart? If you're mired in concern for the health of others, can you let that circulate? If you're wondering how you're going to dig out of this economy, at least for this meditation, can you let that flow? If you're worn out by your kids and life at home and just the uncertainty of everything, just for this moment, can you let it go? If you don't do something to make yourself feel better, who will? As my friend said, zoom way out into the blue night sky with the diamond walnut stars and look down on our lives, on our world. So take a moment to get a little more comfortable. And the one thing so many people around the world are struggling to do right now, breathe, just to breathe. The essence of flow. Put your right hand on your belly and your left hand on your heart. Every time you inhale, quietly repeat, open. Every time you exhale, free. For a few minutes, I will leave you to relax, to breathe, to let everything circulate. On the inhale, open. On the exhale, free. Inhale, open. Exhale, free. coming back to the moment. To conclude part one of Trust Your Journey, if you can trust in these circumstances, you can really trust. And to hear from someone like my friend so deep in the pandemic that she still takes time to zoom way out into the blue night sky and realizes how toxic it is to play the how much game, how much you have, how much you take for granted. Congestion is the basis of illness. Circulation is the basis of healing. If you can, now more than ever, let music restore flow.
Well, it ain't no use to sit and wonder why, baby, even you don't know by now. And it ain't no use to sit and wonder why, baby, it'll never do somehow. When your rooster crows at the break of dawn, look out your window and I'll be gone. You're the reason I'm traveling on, but don't think twice, it's all right. And it ain't no use in the turning on your light, babe. The light I never knowed. And it ain't no use in turning on your light, babe. I'm on the dark side of the road. But I wish there was something you would do or say to try and make me change my mind and stay. But we never did too much talking anyway. Don't think twice, it's all right. So it ain't no use in calling out my name, gal, like you never done before. And it ain't no use in calling out my name, gal, I can't hear you anymore. I'm a-thinking and a-wondering, walking down the road. I once loved a woman, a child, I'm told. I gave her my heart, but she wanted my soul. But don't think twice, it's all right. So long, honey, baby, where I'm bound, I can't tell. Goodbye is too good a word, baby, so I just say fairly well. I ain't saying you treated me unkind. You could have done better, but I don't mind. You just kind of wasted my precious time. Don't think twice, it's all right.